This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So I guess I'll start off by saying I'm going to have a fun question. You were in Brazil for Fast Five, and Michael's going down there for Transformers, you know, Dark of the Moon in the coming days, weeks. What's your advice for him when he goes to Brazil?
Order a massage.
Did you have fun down there for Fast Five?
No, I had a great time, man. He should definitely go and eat at all the local restaurants and go to Ipanema Beach really get into the spirit of the city, you know. Don't just go there and do interviews and leave, you know what I mean? You gotta really embrace Brazil, man. It's really special.
Yeah, I've been down there. It's a blast.
Absolutely.
All right, let's jump into the reason why I'm talking to you. I have seen a bunch of footage of this movie. I actually got to go to the editing room. I'm trying to give you some context. Bay showed a few of us a ton of the movie. I saw a lot of that ending Chicago action sequence. He showed that to us. And it's absolutely fucking bananas, the scope of this movie.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you've seen it, because I've been having to kind of talk indirectly about the movie because I can't really go into any specifics, but I'm glad you've seen it, because I agree that the scope of it is like nothing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, actually, I have a list of questions for you, but I'm just going to jump into that Chicago set piece. Looking at it, it looks bigger. The scope of the Chicago set piece looks bigger than, like, any summer movie I've seen possibly ever. Can you talk a little bit about how, you know, Bay told you about that sequence? You know, how did he explain that set piece to you? And then what was it like to first step on that set?
You know what? To be honest, man, Transformers is the only movie I've ever worked on in my life where you get to the set on Monday and you're like, yo, this shit was so crazy. And then you get to the set on Tuesday and it's even crazier. And then Wednesday it's even crazier. And so you just like the magnitude of everything he's doing, the access that they gave us in the city of Chicago was just crazy, man. We jumping off the Sears Towers. We jumping off of the Trump Tower, you know, with these bat suits. And it's just crazy, man. Like, it's like nothing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, for people that know the franchise, how would you describe the third one compared to the first two, if you don't mind?
Well, I mean, other than the robots, there's really no comparison. I mean, I think the story is way more focused. We got some new characters that came on board to be a part of this mission with us. So it's very, the scope, the magnitude, everything. And then having the 3D element, you know, not having 3D done in post-production, but actually shooting this film and with 3D cameras, it's just crazy, man.
Well, can you talk a little bit about doing the 3D sequences? And I know that he shot primarily in 3D. What was that like to work with?
It was incredible to, like, he'll have us over in his tent. Every time we would do a big scene, he would drag us over to his tent. He'll slap some 3D glasses on us and let us watch playback in 3D. Like, that's like, it was crazy. I've never done that before.
Well, one of the things that was sort of a joke about the Transformers 3 shoot was the length of time that it was shooting, like the never-ending shoot. How long exactly did you work on that movie?
Well, I shot Fast Five and Transformers 3 simultaneously. So I was bouncing between both sets over 6-7 months. So, you know, for me, I was able to break up the monotony a little bit and not be on the set every single day. You know, that's the beautiful thing about having co-stars. You know, they get to pick up the pieces when you ain't around.
So was there a week that you were literally shooting back, like one on a Monday you're on Fast Five and on Tuesday you're on TF3?
Yeah, and one day I shot both movies the same day. I was on the set of Fast Five. Michael Bay called at the last minute and said that we're going to be shooting at NASA at the space shuttle, and we only got one day to get it done. And he sent me his private plane and picked me up in Atlanta. And I shot with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker and The Rock Johnson that morning. It was on the set of Transformers by 4 p.m.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was the greatest shit ever, man. I was like, man, it doesn't get any bigger and better than this. This is real heavyweight right here, Jack.
Well, can you talk, what have you seen of the final film? I know that he must have just finished the film the other day. I mean, what version of the film have you seen? Have you seen something close to completion?
I've seen the whole movie, sir.
Yeah, but have you seen the finished version?
I've seen the whole movie. I was just on with Michael the other day. He said to me, Tyrese, I just wrapped the movie. I'm done. I just turned it in last night. I was like, wow. So it's amazing that a movie that's this big, you know, is even being worked on down to the last minute. I mean, what are we, inside of 15 days of release?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I think it also comes down to, you know, finishing. I mean, let's be honest here. We have, you know, giant robots punching each other in the face. That takes time to do.
Yeah, the special effects crew over at ILM, man, those guys are just amazing, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, bro. I mean, that just shows you, man, mothers and fathers should never stop their kids from playing with computers.
I completely agree. I definitely want to ask you a little bit about Fast Five, if you don't mind. Obviously, that movie made a fuck ton of money. When did you find out that they were going to sort of like shake the genre and turn it into like a heist movie like that?
You know what? I was just happy that the fans showed up. I mean, it's over 600 million worldwide right now, man, and it's still performing, man, right now overseas. They're still opening up in different regions, and you know, you just want to work on something that everybody's going to show up and appreciate. You know, I just love it. Hold on one second. Hold on, sorry. Sorry, sir. I'm back.
Oh no, it's cool. You were mentioning how it's still opening up in other territories and how it's, you know, you want to be in films that people see.
Yeah. You know, it's just I think we all want to, you know, as actors, you know, you want to work on a movie that people are going to show up and enjoy. You know, especially with putting so much time and energy into something. And, you know, people walked away from Fast Five, they laughed, they were on the edge of their seat, a lot of action, and, you know, more than anything, I'm just happy with it being multi-ethnic, and, you know, it crushed a lot of stereotypes, you know, because a lot of these movies are starting to look real black and looking real white, but, you know, it was white, black, Asian, Israeli, it was every nationality possible in one movie, and the movie performed big, and I think films like Fast Five is going to create a new standard in Hollywood, and it's just, you know, it's stuff like that that really makes me feel good about being a part of it.
So I don't know if you know this, but there's something going on in Las Vegas right now called the Licensing Expo. Maybe someone earlier today has mentioned this to you. At the Licensing Expo, there's actually a banner for Fast and the Furious 6 with it says 2013 at the bottom. So let's be honest here. Has anyone started talking to you about a sixth movie?
Well, there's some buzz, and I know they brought the writer Chris Morgan, who did a great job on it, back on board. But to be honest, you know, I'm sure there has to be a Fast 6 because the fans showed up and responded so well to it. But I just got to figure out exactly what role I'm going to play and if it even makes sense for me to do a 6, you know. We got to just cross that bridge when we get there.
I understand. The next thing I want to ask you about, though, you've been in a bunch of movies. I asked some people on Twitter for some questions. I know you're very familiar with Twitter. One of the things that someone asked me was, do you have any plans to eventually get behind the camera and direct yourself?
You know what? I want to be more of an educated director. And so I've been around many directors, and I feel like I know what I want to see. But I want to be able to know the different camera lens sizes. I want to be able to go out there with a camera and actually play around with some ideas and some stuff before I could ever put that hat on. But I've already written 7 screenplays. I'm developing TV shows. I've got reality TV shows going. I've just written my first book, which is a New York Times bestseller called How to Get Out of Your Own Way. And I just completed my new album called Open Invitation. And so I like to spread my gifts and my talents out there. But, you know, I also like to tackle things that I'm a little more experienced in before I do it.
I was actually going to ask you about music. And the big question is, why no song on the Transformers 3 soundtrack or the other Transformers soundtracks?
Well, it wasn't for a lack of effort. I mean, I happen to not be Led Zeppelin or Metallica or Linkin Park. I think those Transformers, I think the Transformers soundtrack guys really lean towards, you know, these mainstream pop acts that do rock and roll. So, you know, I'm more of a soul singer, R&B, and so it doesn't really cater to my type of music.
Yeah, I could definitely think of a way of working that in with someone flipping a channel on Bumblebee or whatever, and your song comes on, double take on you, you know. I think there's a way of working a joke in there, you know, with your music / you being the military guy.
Yeah, that would be funny. You should call Michael Bay and tell him that.
And then when I interview him for this movie, I will definitely mention that. Although, you know, there's a lot of talk that this is his last one, so, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, well, I hope it's not his last one, because I think he was made to direct these films. But the beautiful thing is that Steven Spielberg just so happens to be the executive producer on it, and of all people that knows this world inside out is Steven. And so just maybe Steven will step up and direct 4 if Michael decides not to do it.
That would be an interesting transition between those two filmmakers.
Yeah.
I definitely want to ask you, you obviously are prolific on Twitter. Honestly, how much time a day are you on that thing? I'm on it a lot myself, so believe me.
I tweet a lot, bro. I tweet a lot. You know, I'm all about putting positive energy out there in the universe. And, I mean, having over 1.7 million followers, and it's just growing, man. It's just growing. I mean, I was just at 1.79 the other day. I think it's at 1.713 or 15. It's just like it's positive energy you put in the universe, and the fans just keep retweeting and showing up. So, you know, I remember when I was at 1 million followers. I remember when I was at my first 500. So you put this energy in the universe, man, and they show up. I think right now people are intrigued. They want to think about more things. They want, you know, people are trying to look for a sense of direction and figure out what the next phase is in their life, and that's what inspired me to write my book. You know, I just got a letter 2 weeks ago that Michelle Obama read my book, man. She wrote me a letter about my book from the White House.
That's crazy.
So, you know, the book being on Kindle and iBooks and people reading it on their iPhones and iPads. You know, if you go to Amazon.com, man, I got 5 stars. It's like 89 reviews, and I got 76 five stars, bro.
How long did it take you to write the book?
Tyrese, after this question, we have to wrap and go to the next one. We're like 30 minutes late.
Okay. It took me a year and a half to write it, but it's been on my mind for like 4 or some years.
Sorry, we got cut there a little bit.
I said it's been on my mind for about 4 years, and it took me a year and a half to put my heart on the pages.
I'll definitely be scoping it out when we're in the future. My last question for you, I know you got to go. Do you have any, like, obviously you worked a long time in these three Transformers movies. Do you have, like, a specific, like, little, like, a story, like, a quick story about working with Bay? Just sort of, like, showing, like, what kind of guy he is. I think he's a great filmmaker, man, and I think he's, as you just said, made for these Transformers movies. But, like, could you sort of talk a little bit about working with him and just, you know, why he's such a good director?
You know what, I think, you know, the idea of keeping people on their toes is a concept that I think a lot more directors need to embrace. You know, he keeps everybody on edge, he shows up with his A-game and he expects everybody to be on their A-game. He's very focused, very driven, and, you know, he's very involved. I mean, I've never in my life been exposed to one man that knows what everybody on a movie set is supposed to be doing, and if they slip up, you know, he notices everything. And he's a little bitty dude. I mean, he's small in size, but he's got a big heart. He's very loyal to his team. He hires the same crews and the cast on his movies. And, you know, I love working with him, man. We got a big party coming up. We're going to be doing in 6-7 different countries to promote Transformers. And then me and him are doing a private party in Miami together. So outside of us working together, we're good friends still. And you know, I love working with my friends, man.
Totally. Hey, listen, man, I know you got to go. I wish you nothing but the best. And sincerely, man, I cannot wait to see the finished film.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Make sure your readers know about my new book, How to Get Out of Your Own Way, man. I definitely want to put it on people's radars. Go get it.
I promise you they will know.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a beautiful day, man. I appreciate your time.
Cool. You have a great day, too, man. Thanks.
Thank you.